Let's talk now to Taoiseach Brian Cowan, who joins us from his office at Government Buildings. Good evening, Mr. Cowan. Thanks for talking to us on the programme. As we know now, the IMF, the European Central Bank, the European Commission, they're all coming here tomorrow. Would you like to tell the Irish people tonight what's going on?
Yes, exactly. And what's going on, of course, is that we continue with discussions, which are about trying to find what's the best options to deal with an issue regarding our own banking situation in Ireland, to make sure that we have a banking system that can function, that can borrow money on open markets, and ensure that we have credit available and accessible to our own people and our own businesses at prices which are affordable and which are constant with recovery, job creation, and growing our enterprises and growing our economy again.
And presumably,
at the moment,
to also to establish whether the European Stability Fund, this bailout, to use the term, is going to be availed of?
Well, as again, you know, that term is continually used, and I just heard Olly Wren saying that it wasn't a bailout. And I think, as I said a couple of days ago, these sort of terms don't get us anywhere. What we want to do is listen to the technical assistance that will be available to us from these sources, people who have been experts in this area, who have dealt with this issue before. They have confirmed last night and today the 26 other member states have agreed that the initiatives that we've been taking have been necessary, but in present circumstances not sufficient.
Right.
Because until we get normal market conditions back into the euro area generally, and indeed in Ireland, we have this situation that needs to be resolved. I'm doing as Taoiseach is making sure that we position ourselves to get the best possible outcome for the country.
So we're effectively in negotiations now on availing of emergency aid.
We haven't started any negotiations, and I don't want to get away from this word game, because sometimes that's unfortunately causing a little bit of confusion, and people are being a bit over concerned about that, and I want to address it. What we're doing is, I mean, George Osborne made the point, there are sensible precautionary discussions taking place at the moment. In other words, looking at our situation and looking at the situation in the euro area, what are the best options? There's no one size fits all here. There's no one simple solution. And I'm simply saying, as Taoiseach of the country,
we're just wondering,
I need to know the detail of any suggestions that there are that will be of help to us. And we're working collaboratively with people. I don't think we should see this as a threatening situation.
You see, Taoiseach, there's a question here about your credibility and the credibility of your government. We had a series of misleading statements made over the weekend from government ministers who, at a time when there were clearly contacts underway in Brussels, were saying, no, there's nothing happening, no question of any kind of assistance for Ireland. And we turn out that wasn't the case at all. And tonight,
it's your
credibility that's on the line.
No.
And the challenge to you is to level with the Irish people.
Well, I am levelling with the Irish people. And I'm saying to the Irish people that it's in everyone's interest that I defend our interests, that we position ourselves to get the best possible outcome. I want to make it clear, too, about over the weekend, I was told by people from your organisation, but a sister organisation that was on Reuters, that had already applied for a facility. I said, that's not true. And it wasn't true. And other colleagues confirmed it. We also said that there were discussions taking place at official level of a technical nature, because that has been going on all the time. We have a situation here that has to be resolved, but there is no solution yet formulated for us. We have not been asked this, and I have certainly on behalf of the government or the Irish people decided that we are putting forward a proposal, because we need to decide what the best option is, Brian, and that's what these discussions are about.
Yeah, but I mean, Dermot O'Hearn was saying there's nothing going on, and this is on Sunday evening, at the direction of the government in relation to this, is absolutely nothing, he said, is taking place in this respect.
And sorry, Brian, if you go on to just go through the full text. He also said that there were discussions at official level on a technical nature. But listen, let's not get into a word game here. I am not. And I want to make it clear to people. Please, Brian, let me make my point. Because it's important. Because there seems to be some effort within your organisation or in the media generally to suggest there's something problematic here. We have not applied for a facility. We have still not applied for a facility. We are working now, as a result of the meeting last night, to intensify efforts, discussions of a technical nature. Mr. Wren has said it relates about the four-year plan and the budget, and indeed in relation to our banking situation. And that discussion will take place now. There are no obvious solutions here until we work out what's the best options for the country. It's urgent. We accept it's urgent, and we need to deal with it.
Enda Kenny,
but we need to deal with it in our own interests as well.
Enda Kenny asked you a fairly straightforward question this morning. He said, is it possible for us to resolve these problems in the banking, this is the immediate problems in the banking sector, without recourse to the Stability Fund?
That remains to be seen based on the discussions we have to have. But there is no one solution here. And, you know, Mr. Kenny, there's plenty of political charges being made, and I don't want to get into those.
Yeah, well, no,
we're being told by almost
without exception by our European partners that we have to get into this fund, and we should get into it quickly. Don't delay was the message from the Hungarian Prime Minister today.
The important question is to have discussions as to what the best options are, and to see what would be the best terms or what would be the arrangements that would apply to Ireland, given our particular set of circumstances. You've just had Sean Whelan on a report to say that obviously Ireland must make sure it doesn't find itself in a position where it takes on board billions of euros in the event of it's not needed. We have to have these discussions. There's a lot of detailed technical discussions and data to be assessed. And that's why these people are coming over here. I can understand the media want to know what's going to be the situation next week. The situation has to be addressed, and that is what we're doing.
Taoiseach, I'm sorry, it's not the media. It's the Irish people want to know what's going on.
Exactly, and I am telling the Irish people, clearly. And it's, what I'm saying to you through the media is that the Irish people can be assured that the Irish government is doing everything it can to protect our interests as a people, to sit down with people to decide what are the best options for the country. That is not clear. Right. Mr. Wren doesn't have the full picture in relation to that either. Okay. He wants to sit down with us. So let's have that discussion in a collaborative way. It's in the interest of Ireland. It's in the interest of the Euro area.
In circumstances where we have to avail of emergency aid, bailout, if you like, does that mean that there will be terms imposed above and beyond what we were planning ourselves in the budget and in the four-year plan?
But you see, I've made the point to you that until such time as the Irish government has settled on to itself based on the advice and the discussions that will take place, what are our best options, we will deal with those matters step by step. And if it's a question then that we are to enter into further discussions as regarding what the best option would be, which includes technical and or financial assistance, we will deal with that matter. But let me say this, and I'm asking people to understand the context in which I, taking on my responsibility, I have to act responsibly. And I don't think anybody would suggest that before discussions take place, I should set out what our ultimate position would be. Because we first of all have to decide what the best options are with our with these colleagues, and then decide how we would proceed and do what's right by the country in the present circumstances to fix the problem. That's the important point. We want to fix this problem.
All right, there we'll have to leave it. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Politicians were left under no illusions today about the anger and fear some pensioners feel about